Today, The Awakening. Father Barber, coming into his library to use the telephone, sustains a shock as the hulking, sport-coated stranger rises politely from the Davenport.
Oh, hiya. Good morning.
How do you do?
Lady, sister, wait here. I'm Louis X. Corrin.
Yeah, yeah.
They tell me Penny moved over here to live.
Yes, yes, for the time being.
Yeah. Well, she's the one I come to see. She's in the bathtub, so I'm waiting. And with who have I got the pleasure of...
I'm Henry Barber.
Henry Barber. Seems to me I heard that name.
Yes, excuse me. Oh, Penny!
Bobby, where's Paul?
Hazel, there is a gentleman down here to see Penelope.
I know, Father. That's why I'm looking for Paul.
But this man wants to see
Penelope. I know.
Oh.
Let me handle it, will you?
Yes. Sit down, Mr. Corrin.
I read a book by Paul Barber one time, but I ain't never met him. It was real long hair. Penny give it to Margie, and Margie let me read it as a kind of a gag. She didn't think I could read.
Yeah.
Margie works out of the model agency. Yeah, Penny's agency.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, am I in your chair, Mr. Barber?
Quite all right. I don't wish to sit down.
Hey, I know.
Yes? Yeah?
You related to a busy little old guy named Consider Martin of Rockland, Maine?
No, he is a remote connection of my wife's, a collateral cousin.
Oh, that's it. Well, he mentioned your name once. I was at the tail of the Peacock one night, and he comes sailing by in white tie and tail, swinging a gold-headed cane, woke me up. He said he was the spirit of the dance.
He is now. That he is.
Oh, no. Oh, I ought to pay my respects. Where is he?
In a clinic. There are visiting hours in the morning from 10 to 11:30. If you start now, you still have half an hour. It's the Abbott Clinic on 25th Street.
Oh, you're still here, I see.
Yes, ma'am.
My niece wasn't in the tub after all, Mr. Corrin. In fact, she doesn't seem to be in the house.
Oh, somebody just arrived. Who's that?
It's more likely someone just going out.
Oh.
So I don't know what to suggest, Mr. Corrin. My brother Paul isn't in, either.
Mr. Corrin is acquainted with Consider Martin.
Really?
He was thinking of stopping at the clinic.
Oh? Well, my son Pinky's there. I'm sure he'd give you a report, at least.
Huh? Oh, by George, that sounds like Penelope's car.
Yes, it is. I'm so sorry, Mr. Corrin. I'm afraid you've missed her.
Yeah? Well, I didn't get your name.
I'm Mrs. Murray. I'm Penelope's aunt. Father, hand me Mr. Corrin's hat.
Huh? Oh. Oh. Here you are.
Yeah, thanks. Also, you might tell her I ain't busy now, so I'll either phone or maybe drop in.
This way, Mr. Corrin.
Thanks. And you can tell her that advice she gave me don't work, but it almost worked. And I want to find out if I've done something incorrect.
I see. I'll get the door.
Goodbye, Mr. Barber.
Yes?
Penny's a real cute little dame, ain't she? Smart as a rocket.
Goodbye, Mr.
Oh, this sure is a beautiful neighborhood. Any houses for sale here?
I'm afraid not.
Yeah, well, I might drop in again sometime.
You'll find us terribly busy people.
Oh, that's the way I like them. I'm just getting acquainted, making all new friends. Well, it's been a pleasure, Mrs. Murray. You've been real kind. It ain't often you see old-fashioned good manners no more.
Goodbye, Mr. Corrin. Nice to see you. Goodbye. Oh, my.
Now we know why Penelope moved in here, dodging him.
That's the most obtuse man I ever met in my life. If we aren't careful, we'll be dodging him, too.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
This is Madeleine Carroll. You know, water's awfully hard on the hands, especially in cold weather. It makes them so red and rough. But even though you can't keep your hands out of water, you can protect them. Just use Today's Truchet, now with silicone. Today's Truchet protects, beauty treats, and helps nature heal rough red skin. Do try Today's Truchet.
The visitor gone, Father Barber now stands in the middle of the room, fingers to his forehead. Hazel looks back.
What is it, Father?
Oh, I came in here planning to do something, and the sight of that fellow knocked it right out of my head.
To phone, perhaps?
My car. Yes, yes. I was going to call Bob Masiak at the garage.
If Penny comes back, tell her I'd like to see her.
Yes, I'd like to myself. Hello, Henry Barber. Henry Barber, Seacliff. Yes, I am the unfortunate man who bought the big baby blue station wagon in September 1956. It looks like you because it has spent most of the time in the shop. Oh, well, interesting new development. I tried to back out of the garage this morning. There was a clicking sound. The motor races rapidly, but the wheels won't turn.
Aunt Hazel.
Hold the phone. Penelope?
Are you alone, Grandpa?
Come on in. We want to talk to you. Call your Aunt Hazel. I think she's upstairs.
Oh, I'll go on up.
Hello? Hello? I have to go now. I've written another letter to Detroit, which will bring the president of Colossal Consolidated Motors out here in person. Meanwhile, come and get it. Goodbye. Penelope? Hazel?
You're up here in my apartment.
Yes, I'm coming right up. I'm coming. Wait for me before you tell your story.
And so, Aunt Hazel, poor Margie went to the fights once and sat next to this man and he fell in love with her. Oh, Father, come on in.
Yes, go on. I heard that much.
Well, Margie works out of my model agency. She's a very pretty girl, but not a whiplash intellect or anything. And she said there was a man she couldn't get rid of, and I said that was impossible. I said any bright girl could get rid of any man who ever breathed.
Yes.
So I had dinner with him.
How long ago was this?
Oh, a few days before my mother left for Burma. Anyhow, I could hardly believe my ears. You can tell this man right to his face that you don't want to see him, and he's so pleased with himself that he can't believe it. He talked to me about a business organization, and all I could think of was a bunch of hoodlums.
Oh, no.
He said if there was any little thing I wanted done, he'd have it done. Like killing somebody, I suppose.
He's a gangster.
He isn't anybody, Grandfather. He was a wrestler once somewhere, not out here. And he recently came from Los Angeles, which he calls L.A., to San Francisco, which he calls Frisco. That's his type.
Yes, Frisco. Oh, put your teeth on edge.
Well, I wanted to help Margie, so I talked to him. And now he's starting to like me.
Any businessman will tell you that you cannot compete with stupidity. I discovered that in my brokerage business. Brilliant men, ruthless men, reckless men, you have a chance. But stupidity, no, it'll defeat you every time.
If it's for me, I've gone to Rangoon.
And you, Barbara, speaking.
Hey, Grandfather, great news. Cousin Consider woke up. In about 5 minutes, they're going to let me see him.
Yes, great news indeed, Binky. Telephone and give us a full report.
I will, Grandfather, as soon as I can.
Yes, thank you for calling. Well, take heart, everybody. Consider Martin is practically back in the seats. If he can survive, so can we.
More of the Barbers in just a moment.
Rinso Blue.
To get your clothes both clean and white, you need the two actions you get in Rinso Blue. Power cleaning and bluing. No single action detergent can give you both. For thorough cleanness and whiteness, get Rinso Blue, the two-in-one detergent. Lever Brothers guarantee it'll please you or you get your money back.
You get two. Rinso Blue.
You clean, you face clean. For people who can't brush their teeth after every meal.
It's an hour later. Pinky returns Sharon's car to the garage and comes in the back way, shoulders slumping. As he reaches the library...
Here he is. Hazel?
I'm right here, Father. Well, Pinky, how is he?
Talk about luck. Brother, I've had it.
Huh?
Cousin Consider woke up about 11. He was hungry. I guess he felt like Rip Van Winkle sleeping since last Friday. Anyhow, they'd told him I'd been waiting. Gosh, I was going to explain everything and patch things up.
Well, didn't you?
Mom, some big, thick-witted joker with a cauliflower ear came in and we couldn't get him out. You couldn't hint. He wouldn't even go when you asked him. I had to get two orderlies to throw him out. By then, CZ was exhausted and went back to sleep. This big lug said he was a friend of yours, Grandfather.
He's no friend of mine. I deny it. He knows Penelope.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Moore. This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 17, Book 129, The Interrupted Explanation. Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Moss production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.